to forgive is healthy for the cells of our body. It's important for the way that we live in this world to allow us to release the burden of the past and move on so that we can love again the people around us, the earth, the rivers and oceans and creatures of the earth and the humans. What's past is finished. Forgiveness means giving up all hope for a better past. It's done. It's over. And in the end, forgiveness means to not put another human being out of our heart. Because to not forgive means that we make a wall, we close ourselves off. We do that to ourselves. The Bhagavad Gita puts it this way: if you want to see the heroic, look to those who can return love for hatred. If you want to see the brave, look to those who can forgive. One of the great modern exemplars of forgiveness is the Dalai Lama, who acts in the world as a spiritual leader, a political leader, with such deep compassion. And he calls the communist Chinese army that has overrun and destroyed Tibet. He speaks of them as my friends, the enemy. They've taught me so much about compassion. And he worries about their well-being, that anyone who could do the terrible things that have been done to the people of Tibet, what it must be like to live in their bodies and their hearts. It doesn't mean that he has not acted in every way possible nonviolently to end the suffering. But again, for him, in the end, it is my friends, the enemy. He will not put them out of his heart. We know in this world, all of us, as modern people, in the most trying situations, Rwanda, Northern Ireland, South Africa, Cambodia, Bosnia, that people continue to live in the very places where they have suffered so deeply. And those people, like us as humans, need to find a path to reconciliation, to release the heart from the clutches of one another's terrible acts, from the trauma that's carried, sometimes to forgive what seems almost unforgivable. And yet, what else can they do? What else can we do if we are to live wisely? My teacher, Gosananda, who was one of the great monks of Cambodia, taught me this some years ago. I was working with him as an assistant in the Cambodian refugee camps during the terrible times of warfare and genocide, Holocaust that was happening within Cambodia. And the camp that we worked in for this period was 100,000 people who had fled the villages of the Khmer Rouge, the worst violence. And yet within the very camp, underground, there were many of the soldiers and commandants of the Khmer Rouge. And my teacher decided that it would be good to have a Buddhist monastery for those who wanted to pray and meditate and practice. Got permission from the UN High Commissioner to build a bamboo platform and roof in the center of the camp to open a temple. These are people in the camp who had fled, in many cases, just an uncle and one niece, or a grandmother and two of the children that survived in the family, or a parent who had lost all but one child, lost their partner. These are people whose villages had been burned, whose elders had been killed. and they were huddled together in this camp, and word got around a Buddhist temple is to open. And then, in the underground, the Khmer Rouge who were there said, anyone who is seen going to this Buddhist temple, when we are released from this camp, they will be subject to assassination. They will be killed. So we wondered whether it would even be possible to do so. The temple was built, and on that day, a great gong was rung throughout the camp. And in the dusty center ground, 25,000 people came streaming to the temple. And when they sat down, my teacher first just began to chant a little bit the ancient chants that they hadn't heard for years because their temples were burned and everything was lost. And you could see the relief in the faces of people who'd suffered so gravely. And then it was time for him to speak. And you wonder what teaching even a very wise person could give to those who had suffered such tremendous loss. And he looked out across this crowd of 25,000 people and began to chant the ancient Buddhist words from the text that go, hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. This is the ancient and eternal law. And he chanted over and over these words from the Dhammapada, from the Buddha, as he looked out. Hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. And after a while, the people that were there began to chant with him, and tears were streaming down their cheeks. And it was as if he had looked into the heart of their suffering and spoken a truth that was so great, like an ocean, it was even more vast than the sufferings they carried. Hatred never ceases by hatred. Even as you listen to the story, let yourself breathe. Feel the truth of this story. So I hope there's some way in which you can feel the truth of those words for your own life.